USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed off on the most significant law addressing gun violence in three decades. The legislation was a compromise among a handful of Democratic and Republican senators in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. It provides billions for mental health services and school security initiatives. The Safer Communities Act also expands background checks for potential gun purchasers under 21, bars a larger group of domestic violence offenders from purchasing firearms, and funds programs to seize guns from those who are troubled. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant is effective and safe. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I am extremely excited to see what else is entailed.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision have been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
At least two people are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015, becoming concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise that country's terror alert. Organizers in the city canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. Seven women who claim Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their plan as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces at least 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Despite coming off of a no-confidence vote and two special elections where the Conservative Party lost, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant.
Let's just be absolutely clear, Michelle. If you're saying you want me to undergo some sort of psychological transformation, I think that our listeners would know that is not going to happen.
Johnson on BBC Radio dismissed the special election defeats as predictable. His party mates believe that scandals involving COVID parties during lockdowns have tainted his brand. Game 6 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals will happen in Florida on Sunday after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 on Friday night. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.